film?
Yeah. I think so.
Alan, you know what I could go for?
What?
I could go for many things.
Yeah. Go out for track?
That's one.
Yeah. Go out for a cheeseburger?
Oh, cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Mm. What's that place near you? It's really good.
Oh, 67 Burger.
Oh,
so
my
good.
God.
Yeah.
I could, after both of those things, go for a nice dram o' Kentucky bourbon.
Well, you're in luck because I got three giant bottles of bourbon.
Now, it was Alan's birthday.
Oh, was it ever?
Just yesterday.
Ugh. Yeah.
And the celebration was immense.
Yeah.
It went on for days, even though it was the next day. It was last night.
Yeah.
I was all excited. I got Alan's favorite bourbon, and I bring it over, and there was a whole gaggle of Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah.
Alan, what are you going to do with, you have gallons.
I'm going to probably bathe in it.
Why wouldn't you?
I don't know.
What is your favorite side pairing with Kentucky bourbon?
You mean as far as something to eat with bourbon?
Or drink, whatever.
Something to drink with bourbon. You know what's really, really good?
Mm-hmm.
Pickle shots.
Tell me about pickle shots.
Oh, if you've never had a pickle shot, you have to try it. You get two shot glasses.
Mm.
In the first shot glass, you put a bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
In the second shot glass, you put pickle brine.
Mm.
Then you shoot the bourbon, and then you shoot the brine.
I'm really confused right now because I've only ever used Kentucky bourbon on cuts as a disinfectant.
You should try drinking it sometime.
I just use rubbing alcohol for that.
Yeah, well, you should switch the two.
Try that with the pickle
shot. Try it out, yeah.
You know, Alan?
Yeah, what?
You know what I'm thinking?
No, I don't.
I think you do.
You're thinking about grilled cheese sandwiches.
Well, I always do.
Yeah, well, that's...
You know what is so hard about a grilled cheese sandwich?
That's what it says on your license, grilled cheese sandwich donor.
That's what you get when you work at the grilled cheese sandwich shop.
Yeah.
You know what's hard about grilled cheese?
What?
Getting exactly the right hue of golden.
Yeah, it is. You have to use real butter, dude. Real butter.
Unsalted.
No, salted.
Who has the license?
You do. Yeah, that's right.
Alan, you know...
Yeah.
You know what everyone needs right now?
What?
We need to have someone else to talk to.
Okay.
And by everyone, I mean us.
All right.
So
right.
I believe
I'm getting tired of talking to you. It's been years.
That would hurt if I cared.
I know, but you don't have feelings. We've already established that.
No, I can.
You can only feel happy.
I can only feel happy. I can't feel blue.
Right.
Computer, let's bring in our guest right now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Come in.
Here Samantha. She is. Samantha Olshan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So, is it Sam or Samantha?
It's Sam. It's Sam. I go by both.
Okay. And now, it's a pleasure to have you here for many reasons.
Yeah.
First of all.
Name them.
We need someone else to talk to.
Yes. We needed a guest.
We needed a guest who knows what animation is and maybe even uses it in...
Maybe even works with animation.
And works with it.
Lives with it.
Someone who was willing to come for free.
Yep.
And someone who also is a fan of the show.
It's true.
I knew it.
Tell us everything that you love about our show.
Well, definitely the computer, guys. The computer trip was amazing.
You got to meet computer.
It's better than the helicopter taxi in New York City.
Mm.
How long have you been wanting to meet computer?
For as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
What was the experience of being summoned by the computer into this room?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Can you describe it to people?
It was wonderful. It was. I was transported to a little island, just me and the computer. Mm. We got to know each other a little.
Mm-hmm. That sounds romantic.
It was.
Is that the island where... you have five things that you would want to take with you?
Yeah, it could be. It could be. It's mostly, if I'm on an island, I just want the island and the computer.
Is it a pirate island?
Yeah.
Good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Is there any other kind?
Deserted.
Pirates, Corona, parrots.
Wow.
The Lost Island?
No, it's not the Lost Island.
No.
I'm very mad at the Lost Island.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's not get into that just yet. Let's not get into it, because I know that'll go to dark places with Joel.
What's the show? What are you talking about?
No, let's not talk about that. Let's get to know our guest. Why don't we do that?
Sam.
Yes. you know, I was always into animation, but always into drawing. And I started doing, you know, started college doing drawing and painting, kind of was seduced by the speed of video. Started off as a video artist, was doing performance art, video art, and then all of a sudden got into computer animation. From computer animation,
do you mean, sorry to interrupt, but do you mean moving a computer, animating a console computers? Frame by frame and shooting it with a film camera?
That is exactly what I mean. Wow. No, no. Actual 3D animation.
CG. Right, like a 3D Apple IIe monitor.
Yeah. Yes.
It's three-dimensional. Not
computer.
Like these flat screens nowadays.
Yeah, what's that?
What a waste. Mm. What a waste of space. iPod.
But yeah, I got into 3D. From 3D went into 2D, and now here I am. So I learned animation the backwards way, by drawing and doing video. And
that kind of sounds like the forwards way to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there's any other way to learn animation. Except to, like, do it, right?
Well, one way is to do it.
Yeah.
The other way is to watch it.
Right.
And then a third way is to do it while you're watching it.
Yeah.
Sam.
Yes.
Are you working in animation right now? What kind of things do you do?
I am.
What work do you make?
Ooh, good question. Well, I'm professionally currently working as a motion graphics designer at a marketing firm. And I also teach 3D animation at Pratt. Shout out to my Pratt students who I'm going to make listen to this.
Pratt. College of Art and Design, University
Brooklyn,
of
New
the
York.
Arts.
Yes.
In Brooklyn.
Yes, and it's great. So I'm currently teaching there. Had taught in Chicago for a while. And before that, was working as a broadcast designer for Fox News Channel.
What does that mean? How do you design a broadcast?
Is not just sound.
No.
Or it's video.
Are you just telling them what to put on the air?
My first job in New York after going to art school was putting the bubble that comes over the anchor's shoulder.
Oh.
Yeah, fire in China. Boom, 5 minutes. You see a picture of a flag and a fire. I did those.
In the middle
of the night.
Did you design the logos that,
or just put them up,
the art, or did you
both? Oh, both. We would design them. We had a big tablet and I'm talking ancient, it was like 70s. I worked on something called a Quantel paint box.
That's funny, my mother did that.
Really?
Yeah.
Charlotte?
In the 60s.
Yeah
When she got out of school, one of her first jobs was in New Haven for a local affiliate doing the graphic design for those images.
Yeah, that's how I kind of got started in animation after doing that for enough years. It was like, I want to make things move and maybe not do the news.
I'm just curious. What's your background? Did you go to school? Did you you were a fan and you dove in?
Yes, I was. I did. I went both. I was always a fan and also went to school. I went to Carnegie Mellon for art school. I was like, I'm going to be a fine artist. I'm going to move to New York. I'm going to put my stuff in galleries. And somehow, you know, the
how'd that work out for you?
You know, great. It's funny, though. The older I got and the more I did it, the less I wanted to do it.
Really?
It
Why? Wasn't what like, was it that turned you off about
we both
it?
Rejected each other. What turned me off was I found more and more my work was moving. It was drawings that were moving. It was, you know, maybe it's a little funny. Maybe it's a little artistic. Maybe it's both. There was no home for it. You know, it's like I couldn't put it on TV and I couldn't put it on the wall. So where do I put it? And that's why I'm here and with you guys. It's, you know, kind of I kind of call animation the middle child of the art world because it's both. And I feel like everybody tends to.
It combines a lot of things.
It combines a lot of things. And it's quiet. You know, we're not out there putting it on the wall and we're not out there. Maybe we're putting.
But we could.
But
this is true.
But we could.
It is. Being
but we are
put on the wall. Yeah. And it is being put on TV, and it is on the internet.
This is true.
It's all over the internet.
I love the internet.
Yeah,
the internet's the world's gallery.
Yeah,
this is true.
With no selection jury. The thing about though fine arts and animation is that that's actually had a renaissance of sorts because of digital media, and actually even analog media in the gallery. The analog film projection has been resurgent.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is there's still time.
Yeah. Yes. Don't give up on the dream.
Don't abandon.
No. Yeah. The thing is, the dream keeps changing, I think. That's what's cool about working in a media that keeps changing. You have to keep adapting to it, I think. I don't know.
What's the dream right now?
Yeah. What's your dream? What did you dream about last night?
Actually, I had a dream that my sister gave me her car and said, figure out how to drive through New York, which I've never done. And anyone who knows me knows. I think I've been driving for like a total of 1 year my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I have a car. Do you want to take it for
a spin?
Yeah,
let's take it for a spin.
All right, we'll Road do that trip. Later. Yeah.
Oh, later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't take computer with us.
Oh. Computer no, computer's has to, so afraid. It
he's scared
car
of cars. Yeah, he doesn't oh, like well. It. So we'll wait until we're done with computer and then we can go for a spin.
It's okay.
It's okay, computer.
Like oh, that. It's like sorry. Radiohead.
Yeah.
What Radiohead said.
Okay, computer.
So here we are at this point in your life that you were last talking about. Take us to the present.
I'm out in New York. I was working as a broadcast designer and went back to school, got my MFA at the Art Institute of Chicago, which is an amazing...
Yeah, I've heard great things about that
Chris
place.
Sullivan.
Yes! Yeah. Oh, really? I was going to bring him up. Chris Sullivan single-handedly made me think differently. Him...
Oh,
yeah.
Something else you guys have in common?
What?
Fans of the show.
He's a fan. Oh, Chris Sullivan, if you're listening, I miss you. Mm-hmm. Let's get in touch. You should come out to New York. You should be on the show.
He said he'd be on the show.
Oh great. Yeah,
I have to come back for that. Yeah. He's amazing. He was my advisor in grad school, and I can't even find the words. I need the computer.
Computer, give her a word now.
No, he's just
okay. Does that one work?
Yeah, no, there's no words.
He's much bigger than that.
Much bigger than that. Yeah.
Well, maybe it was ones and zeros. That's how you describe him.
Yeah.
In ones the and only zeros. Way. Ones and zeros and drawings, and dancing and music. Mm-hmm. Yes. No, he was a he's a great artist, great professor, great animator, really, really interesting guy. And, when I'd gone to Chicago, I was primarily doing 3D. And this is something we talk about a lot. It's, 3D, computer animation, sort of sterile. It has to be funny. It has to have a plot line. You know, everything has to be, big round eyes and have a happy ending. And he really changed my thinking. You know, maybe make it a little more experimental. I learned more about 2D. My best work, I don't do an immense amount of pre-production on. I do a lot of, I'll do a scene. I'll show someone, I get feedback. Sometimes the story is not even done. I do a collection process of both words and animated scenes and sort of sew them together, which is a process I learned from him probably. Mm-hmm. I probably picked that up somewhere. It's silly for animators to animate and then edit because it's like not very economical.
Yeah, as time-wise. Far as work production goes.
Yeah, it's horrible. But you get like there's something really freeing because most of the work you're ending up doing for yourself, and working out. And
Joel's work is almost exclusively about editing.
It is. I would say that the procedure that I've gravitated towards, which is what you're describing, is much more trying something out to see it, but doing that consistently and building up a good little environment of things that are happening, and then letting that kind of dictate to you what should happen. And I know that's what he does. He tries something out, and it can be just wanting to see one character relationship play out and then getting feedback on that and letting it grow organically.
Yeah.
That will take you longer to make films, but in the end, they actually start to evolve on their own the right way. Yeah. And it leads to something much more interesting than if you were to make a storyboard and follow it exactly.
Absolutely.
Letter to letter.
Right.
Yeah.
Beat to beat.
I always follow the storyboard, letter to letter. That's
what's a storyboard? No.
That's it. That's all.
Exactly. That actually should be the first question in the school that Alan and I have created.
Yeah, we're starting our own school.
School of Hard Knocks.
The Friends Are Forming Animation Forum Animation School.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Now it hasn't been on our podcast yet. This is kind of exclusive.
We haven't talked about it yet.
Sam, this is kind of exclusive.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Okay. I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
We've mentioned it internationally at film festivals. We have a very different approach. The question that you just gave us could be actually something that we use in this. What is a storyboard? There could be other questions. But now that you really want to know exactly how our school functions, we're going to tell you. Alan, what's the first thing that Sam, as a student at our school, would encounter when she walks into our animation school?
A box. Mm-hmm. A cardboard box with a question mark on it.
Nice.
Maybe before the question mark could be the phrase, what is a storyboard?
I'm thinking we should put that inside the box.
Oh. I was just going to ask what's inside the
box. I think each box...
besides containing the things that we've already talked about, should also contain just a little piece of paper that has a question.
Mm. And maybe a different question for each student.
Right.
What you then do, you take this box to your favorite place on the planet, which for you would
anywhere
be where?
In the world.
Where, Sam?
Oh, so difficult. On an island.
Okay, an island.
Well, what? Certain yeah. islands.
Okay, just fine.
I would.
Do you have a favorite island?
Well, I do.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it's tough. Islands I haven't been to yet. I've been to an island in Greece that I'm obsessed with. I'd like to go back to.
Is it?
Well,
is you it, would take is that it box Crete?
It is not Crete.
It's not where the Skopelos. Labyrinth was. Okay.
Skopelos, Greece, where their claim to fame is Mamma Mia was filmed there.
That's good. Not. I would not put that on my
be proud
my tourism.
But it's beautiful and the people are great and there's great food.
So you go there.
What you're
with
asking
your box.
Next?
Okay, I'd go
is...
there with my box. Okay, I'm there. You're there. I'm there. Oh my god!
Can you
computer?
Picture it? Can you computer? That was not necessary.
Yeah.
He likes me.
I think he does.
A little crush on me.
I didn't know our computer had gender until just now, but you just figured it out.
She likes me.
I don't know.
It could be a he or she and it.
I think computer. Oh, computer saying it's based on the guest. Okay, good.
Right, well, the computer's bigger than me. You know, I'm short.
So,
yes,
you're there with your box.
Yes, I am. It's great. It's sunny.
You open the box, and inside might be a question.
What is storyboarding?
And then also inside the box are surprise objects, and you have to make an animated film based on those objects in the box at that location.
Okay. Incorporating those objects.
You also, no questions asked. You also have to be mute for the entire production of your animation. You can communicate to people through, if you're on the island, drawing in the sand only, pictographs.
There's no sand on this island. It's a rock beach island.
Use rocks.
Yeah, rocks.
Okay.
I guess.
And make an animated film. When you're done, you then put that film back in the box and you mail it back to us.
Yeah.
And we
send you a diploma.
And we send you a diploma.
I love this school. I actually think that's actually a great way to make an animation.
We're up for accreditation, actually.
Awesome.
Now, Sam, you might be thinking, good theoretical idea, right? Good.
Yes.
I could see it happening. What if I would have told you it already has?
Where?
I did this very thing with my students at the School of Museum of Fine Arts, Boston.
And how did they like it?
They actually loved it. And the work that came out of it was amazing.
How long did you give them to work on this?
2 weeks.
That's good.
This was the third part of their Animation 1 class for stop motion animation.
Nice.
I gave them boxes. I put random objects from the dollar store in them. They came into the room. Myself and my TA piled them up into a pyramid. And we said, go ahead, pick a box. It's yours. You have to use the box itself and the contents inside the box. In the challenge, use nothing else and make an animated film. What do you think their first question after that was?
Well, my first question would be, when does it do? But
that was one.
How long a film?
They asked you how long it should be?
They did. That was the next question. The next question
was the next question?
What should it be about?
I don't see any camera or any way of making animation inside the box.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. Yeah. See, that's not a question I think I'd ask.
Yeah.
I would just do.
Yeah, I would just
that's
do.
That's good.
Yeah.
I said...
you figure it out.
I said, brilliant. You figure it out, exactly. You figure it out. They came back 2 weeks later. We worked on it in class. But... they made some amazing films and completely different from what they would have storyboarded beforehand or even thought of based on what the contents were saying to them. F-F-A-F-A-F.
S.
S. F-F.
A-F.
A-S. A-S.
Faffs.
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 Faffs in the new school.
Yeah,
that's actually, I think, a great way to force somebody to... break free from the animation cage.
Yeah, the animation
that's
cage.
That's what I call it. Yeah, I do this with like my that. Students. I teach modeling and 3D modeling.
So like runway modeling?
Yeah, that's another thing. I teach rigging and modeling. Hey, everybody. Yeah. Paparazzi
that
and not.
Sexy.
I know. No, I teach, computer modeling. And I do these things with them based on the quick fire challenges on Top Chef because I'm a big Top Chef fan.
They're a fan
I like
of our
food.
Podcast.
They are.
They should come on the show.
They should.
So, I do quick fires with them, and like, basically it's a pop quiz. Like, okay, model me a narwhal, you know, in 10 minutes. They freak out and they sweat, but they do it.
That's
and
good.
And it helps them, you know, wrap their head around, you know, for those of us who've worked professionally too, you know, client comes in and says, hey, you know, I need a bottle of oil of Olay done with special lens flare in 16 hours. And you're like, how? You figured out. That's, mm-hmm. I think, one of the things about animation I love too. It's kind of like cooking in that sense. It's like
solving problems.
Yeah, but magic too. It's like alchemy and problem solving.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
you are also describing, and correct me if I'm right.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that you are instilling the artistic process in animation.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Don't tell anyone.
Correct. Yeah.
But that's what I was lucky enough to get from the professors I worked with. Because it's really, you can only go so far with technical skill.
That's good. I got shingles. Another Ouch. Story. But anyways. Ouch.
But yeah, no, you can only go so far with technical skill before, you know, you have to start learning how to think and act for yourself. And I also think animation's in this weird stage where it's still an infant, you know, and we're still deciding, it's still changing, and we're deciding how it's, you know, how it's going to turn out next. Kind of like film was in like the 30s, maybe. Animation, commercial animation, you know, in the 30s, everyone was making musicals where a guy had a bow tie and dancing with a blonde and, you know, everything kind of was the same. So, or even in animation back then, everything, 2D animation, everything had rabbit ears, you know, or was killing each other or something like that. But, yeah, so that sort of 3D Pixar eye, you know, can only last for so long.
Except for Hans Richter.
This is true.
Favorite films in school and maybe just at the local Bijou.
Very tough. Well, I have favorite films I would, you know, that I watch all the time. Work by Michael Sporn. I can't pick one. I've got really into Jacques Demy, which he's a French new wave musical. Yeah. My favorite by him is this movie called Young Girls of Roquefort.
Oh,
my God, I love it.
That is my favorite cheese.
Yeah, well, it's not my favorite cheese, but this movie is amazing. Has a young, I cannot pronounce this man's name, George Chakiris, who was in West Side Story, which is my favorite movie of all time, and one of the reasons why I got into animation.
Tell us more about that.
Yes, I know, very strange.
It's kind of weird.
It's a weird door to open into where you end up. When I was a kid, I think I had pneumonia. My sister said I had chicken pox. We talk about it a lot. I was sick. And my mom sends my dad to the movie store and says, okay, you know, these kids are sick. Go get them some movies. You know, we had a VCR, one of those big ones that was like the size of a desk with the top loader. Oh, yeah. And he rents West Side Story. I think I'm 6 years old, which is, I mean, it's a great movie. It's a musical. I think he knew what it was about. But I mean, you don't show a six-year-old West Side Story, maybe.
Yeah.
But I remember watching the overture, the intro, which was a map of New York, Art Deco map of New York, with all these different colors. So the colors kept changing. And I just remember that moment of music with sound, with color, with... It wasn't a lot of motion. And there's some connection between story, like intense physical motion, dancing. Something clicked. And that's how I think I got into animation, through musicals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just like to, you know, was it dance fight?
Oh, dance fight? Yeah, dance fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Break dance fighting?
Yeah.
I do salsa fighting.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. It's when you cut the knife. Like that's a move in salsa, cut the knife.
It is? I didn't know that.
It is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I do it. I cut the knife, and then people just back off.
Whoa.
But you know what's the hardest?
What do you cut the knife with?
My moves.
Oh, cool.
You know what the hardest dance fighting is? By far,
yeah.
River dance fighting.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried that?
No.
If you're the lord of the dance, like Michael Flatley, you have your arms up in the air. You can use them. Everyone else, forced to put them locked at their sides.
That's right.
You can't use them. How do you defend against that? Higher kicks? The guy can whip around like a freaking helicopter and block all your kicks. Michael Flatley.
Sam.
Yes.
When you emailed us about being on the show, you sent me a little email with some things you wanted to talk about. Is it okay if I read it for everybody to hear?
Yes, you can.
This is just an excerpt.
I didn't realize it was going to be. Yes.
It's going out there.
It's part of the whole FFAF history now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says, I'd love to come talk about how awesome it is to be a woman in animation. Among my other nerdy animation-based obsessions, i.e., surrealism in postmodern Looney Tunes cartoons, the impossible physics that Disney imprinted on youth via Scrooge McDuck's money bin. I'm serious.
I am all laughing, but I'm serious.
All valid.
These are all very important things. Yes, so where to go? Where to go from that?
Where do you want to start?
Here's the thing. And I don't know if this is a person thing or an animator thing or a me thing, but I tend to watch movies or TV or whatever, and I just go, that's impossible. That can't happen. I mean, not that it can't happen. The thing that's great about animation is that it can do things that are impossible. It can express things that people feel that they wouldn't normally be able to express.
And normal physics doesn't apply.
Normal physics doesn't apply. Now, in the case of Scrooge McDuck, you know, all right, listen. One, he's a duck. He wears spats. Okay, that's cute. I get it. Two, why is all of his money in gold coins? Why doesn't he have any dollar bills?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, haven't you been paying attention to the market? Gold is very good for investing.
Oh, well, clearly I haven't. But that
value
was the
never
80s.
Goes down.
Come on.
And three.
There might be three, four, five, six. Well, here's the thing. He's a duck. He wouldn't dive in with his hands first.
Mm-hmm.
And if he dove in, he would die.
Mm-hmm.
He would.
He'd break his neck.
His skull. Let's go back to rigging. Let's go back to my other.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the College Humor?
No, I didn't.
College Humor did a parody of that opening sequence,
where
he breaks his neck jumping onto the gold coins.
See.
And goes to the hospital because.
I'm going to defend this.
And dies.
Yeah. I'm going to defend Scrooge McDuck.
Yes.
Oh, and I try to defend him
as if he needed
every
defense.
Chance I can get. You guys fail to realize that he actually doesn't have a lot of money in that giant vault. He has the illusion of money where there's just a shallow surface of coin, one coin thick, and below that is actually water. And when he dives in, he's just breaking through that first surface. And also, a duck can dive, Bill, will Bill? Cut through the water.
Yeah, okay. That's how they dive for food. But that's not how they get into water. They usually get into the water butt and feet first.
If you were to put a duck on a diving board,
what
do you think would happen?
It would probably sit there for about an hour or two and then walk off of it.
It would fall.
Exactly. It would fall. Now, here's another weird thing. Why gold coin?
Yeah.
Those are actually ducats. He's a duck.
I did not remember this.
Gotcha.
I did not
That's
remember
a gotcha
this.
Question.
How's that feel?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
How's it feel to be gotten?
Yeah. Yeah, it feels
good. Doesn't feel good, does it?
Why do all the ducks on that show have hats? Think about it. Huey, Dewey, Louie, hats. Launch pad, hat. Scrooge, hat. What are they hiding?
They're all bald?
Well, that's one theory. I have another one.
What's your theory? Let's have it.
I don't want to give it to you.
Jesus.
Suspense. So, Sam.
Yeah.
Do you want to stick around for a little bit? We have another guest coming on.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of a favor that we're doing for our friends
who
live down the street. Should we set up a little bit?
Yeah. Why don't you tell a little bit about who this guest is?
Okay. Well, he's 6 years old. His name is Isaac. He loves animation. He's heard our podcast. Actually, I don't know if he's really heard it. His parents, they feel he needs an outlet, and they want him to talk to us.
Right.
So we agreed. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. He's out in the awaiting vicinity. Computer.
Oh, computer,
bring in little Isaac.
Welcome. Hey, Isaac. How are you?
Hi.
Kids,
what? That's weird. Why is it so weird in here?
What?
What do you mean, is it weird?
What's weird?
I just I don't know. What's happening?
Well.
So, you were interested in finding out more about animation. Is that right?
Well, yeah. I like to make things. I like art. I like to color.
That's cool. What's your favorite thing to draw with? What do you like to draw with?
Drawing with crayons.
Yeah, crayons are fun.
Yeah.
What do you like to draw?
Well, I like making, sometimes dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs are cool.
Yeah. sometimes I like making drawings of swords.
Swords?
Yep.
Do the dinosaurs use the swords?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes they take swords and they're dinosaur swords. And they have dinosaur fights with dinosaur swords and dinosaur fights.
That's awesome.
That's great. So, do you have some favorite cartoons?
What's that?
Cartoon. Do you watch cartoons?
A cartoon.
I don't know. What's a cartoon?
It's like an animated TV show.
Animation?
Yeah.
You mean animation?
Well, yeah, but I mean, they have things called cartoons on TV that are animated.
Yeah,
I watch a lot of stuff.
Yeah, what do you watch?
Well, one of my favorite ones is animation on Greek urns.
What?
Well, I really like work from Windsor McKay.
Windsor McKay? You mean like Gertie the dinosaur?
No.
You don't like
Gertie? The Sinking of the Lusitania.
Huh. Oh.
That's better.
Yeah. Well, that actually happened on my birthday. What? On May 7th.
Whoa.
I know. Crazy, right?
Wait, that was just yesterday.
It was just yesterday.
Not that we date our shows.
No, we don't. Because you'll be usually, but,
listening to this in 4 weeks.
In the future.
But yeah. Really, the Lusitania.
It was sunk on May 7th, yeah.
Huh. Well, happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Lusitania.
I had nothing to do with it.
Bones. I also like...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, I like...
Isaac, calm down. Take a breath.
I'm so excited.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you're excited about animation. This is good.
I also like...
Yeah, what?
Ladislaw Starevich.
Sure. I mean, I don't think that's appropriate for a kid to be watching.
I don't know.
It's a clown box, and he will put wires inside their legs. He would embalm them and then make them move by animation.
Oh, God.
Huh. Well, I mean, I remember studying that.
That's, yeah.
It's a little... pretty sophisticated for...
Yeah.
How old are you again?
I'm 6 years old, and I love it.
Well, so are you looking to make some animation on your own?
Do you think you want to make animation when you grow up?
I do. I want to make a show work. Yeah.
What's it about?
I don't know what it's going to be about.
Well, how are you going to make it?
Should we... do you need some help? What are you interested in besides dinosaurs and swords?
Yeah.
And other things?
Well, I don't really know... but I have a technique in mind I want to try out.
Oh, yeah? Ooh, okay, what's the technique?
What's your technique?
Yeah.
Well, I want to take aerial photography and bounce it from a step projector onto a mirror at 45-degree angle going through an Oxberry camera.
Yeah.
And it's going to project onto a pin screen through a multiplane. And the multiplane is going to have a plaster that you can carve into made famous by Pietro Dubala.
Okay, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. How are you going to set all this up?
Well, I have a lot of the stuff in my house.
You have an Oxberry at home? Or?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
It's a baby Oxberry.
So, guys, any suggestions for...
If you love dinosaurs and swords, why don't you do a movie about dinosaurs with swords?
Ooh.
Right?
Could they be on the Lusitania?
They could be. They could be
I
on
the Lusitania. I was just going to say, they should be on a boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you could put them on a boat and...
with an Oxberry.
Yeah.
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 I don't feel very good. I gotta go.
What? You can stay. It's okay.
Can stay.
No, it's all right. It's just, I'll go think about dinosaurs and swords. It's okay. I have to go anyway.
What? Well, why?
What do you have to do?
I have a Thalmatrope play date with myself.
What?
A Thalmatrope play date?
Those are my favorite.
Gotta go. Goodbye.
What a smart thing.
All right. Bye, Isaac. Well, that was
strange.
Really weird.
Yep. Wow. Thalmatrope. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Sam.
Yeah, wow. I want an Oxberry, not a computer.
I know.
Come on, guys.
Heavy equipment. Hope that kid has friends, because that's kind of sad.
Mm. Yeah, Thalmatrope.
He said a Thalmatrope play date with himself.
That's pretty sad.
Sam, this has been a delight. You are welcome back anytime.
Yeah. Thank you.
In fact, I mean, for all we know, you're our only fan.
Oh,
so
that's not true. We've got Isaac.
I don't know if
he's as much of a fan as he is just a kid that
he needs
lives
to
down
be
the street.
Outside of his room. I think.
Yeah.
Do you have any websites? Anything like that?
Where can people see your work and tell us what you're working on these?
Right now, I've been working the process we were talking about, this sort of long process of editing and re-editing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've been working on two pieces. One about a peacock and an octopus, and that's all I'm going to say.
Nice. I like it already.
Yes, and there are islands.
Oh.
There are islands.
You're incorporating all your likes.
All of my likes.
Pirates.
You know, there are not, maybe. Maybe, you know what? This is why I'm here. Maybe there are pirates.
Do they have banks of gold?
No banks of gold, but just a little, nice little kind of... Yeah.
Teaser?
A little organic short. There's no teaser up. A little organic short about these two, this relationship between the two of them. And then I'm working on a piece. That's a mix between for my grandmother, who has dementia. Yeah, ooh. Nice light there. A little light plug.
Wait, it's for her?
Well, she's got dementia and early Alzheimer's and has started to forget everything. And my response to that, yeah.
Where can people go to see your work?
Well, my work right now, I have a website up with some old work. I have a really nice short on there that has islands involved. It's www.samanthaolshan.com. Good luck spelling.
We'll put it up on the site. Yeah,
sounds like ocean, but not Olshan. Olshan. There's a whole theme here with me today.
Well, thank you very much. Your favorite friend computer will now take you hand in hand. Oh, there they go. Look at that. It's precious.
Thank you, Sam.
We have no idea where they're going. That was sweet.
It was sweet. They're going to have beautiful children.
I think so.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Now.
Yeah.
We've arrived at the end of the show.
I know. It's really sad.
You know what's more sad?
What?
Knowing that we have to wait another week to make another one.
I know.
We have to find guests.
I know. We better figure that out.
Well, as you all heard, if you simply want to be a guest on our show, just ask us.
Just ask us.
It's that easy.
Yeah. As long as you live in New York or Boston.
If you're within the vicinity, that really does help.
Yeah, that really helps a lot. Yeah.
We will be. Yeah. Plenty of trip, by the way. Al and I will be going out to Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
FFAF road trip.
Road trip.
We'll be taking a plane.
Yeah.
And we are going to go out there and interview some of our friends out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
It's going to be like West Side Story.
It will be.
We'll snap on the airplane and kind of groove. We'll bob up and down.
Yeah.
Bend at the waist.
Yeah.
Just the whole time, Alan, on the plane, you and I.
Okay.
And we're going to take some equipment out there and just talk to people. Get the West Side's perspective.
Yeah. Should be interesting.
I'm excited. I'm going to bring my sunscreen, my sunglasses, my tanning bed, and I'll bring some jeans to sell and some Beatle records. Is that what people do
that's
out
what
there?
People do out there. I'm going to bring my ponytail.
Okay.
We should also let people know
that
eventually we will be having Skype interview capability.
Computer is setting up Skype for us.
Yeah.
And it's still trying to get that all worked out. But maybe computer might be a little busy these days.
Yeah, with Sam.
You found love.
The two of them hopping on a boat, going to an island.
Yeah. Island to island.
Yeah.
So, just like to thank Sam Olshan.
Yeah.
For being on the show.
It was great to chat with her.
And also, Isaac.
Isaac. It was
Isaac
nice
Shorts.
For him to stop by.
We'll see how he does with his animation.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way.
Yeah.
That brings up one last thing, the last thought of
last
the show.
Last thought of the day.
Everybody.
Let's have it.
Alan and I, as FFAF, which stands for what again, Alan?
Friends are Form and Animation Forum.
That's actually right. We provide a service that people may not know about.
Hmm.
If you need help coming up with an animated film idea, you can simply talk to us.
Send us an email.
Email. Give us your criteria, your favorite list of favorite things.
Yeah.
We plug these things into our collective brain. We actually link our heads to computer and this crazy brainstorming electrical.
It's a thought cloud.
Thought clouds.
Yeah.
Thought tsunamis.
Mm-hmm.
Idea tornadoes.
Yeah.
All combine, and we will output for you your next film idea.
Yeah.
Alan, see you next time.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Good job.
You too.